They are not alive, but they have, as it were, the shape of life. They have no body, brain, or thoughts of their own, and a naked hiver is a sluggish thing indeed, tumbling gently through the endless night between the worlds. According to Poltred, most end up at the bottom of deep seas, or in the bellies of volcanoes, or drifting through the hearts of stars. Poltred was a very inferior thinker compared to myself, but in this case he is right. Yet, a hiver does have the ability to fear and to crave. We cannot guess what frightens a hiver, but they seem to take refuge in bodies that have power of some sort, great strength, great intellect, great prowess with magic. In this sense, they are like the common hermit elephant of Hawanderland, Elephas solitarius, which will always seek the strongest mud hut as its shell. There is no doubt in my mind that hivers have advanced the cause of life. Why did fish crawl out of the sea? Why did humanity grasp such a dangerous thing as fire? Hivers, I believe, have been behind this, firing outstanding creatures of various species with a flame of necessary ambition, which drove them onward and upward. But what is it that a hiver seeks? What is it that drives them forward? What is it they want? This I shall find out.
End of CD 2.